welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Big thanks to head coach Mackenzie Mudd for coming in early here this morning.
That.
It's okay.
Playing with the toys.
We're getting our microphones all adjusted here this morning. We do want to talk a little bit about high school wrestling. The girls last night, St. Charles West, as I understand it.
Yep.
Maddie.
Yep.
Tell us there were 10 who went there, and I think six girls are still alive, right?
Yeah. So wrestling in the semis today is Katie Bowen, Abby Bowen, and Alexis. And then Elizabeth Welch, Alyssa Knight, and Krista Hayden are in wrestlebacks today.
And I don't mean anybody died by saying that they're still alive. I mean that, you know.
They're still in action.
That's the better choice
for day two.
Of words there.
They will start wrestling at 10 today.
At 10 this morning. Yeah. Okay. And so then they will announce, I'm guessing, at the end of the night who makes
it. Yeah, it'll probably be around 5-ish, I would assume, whenever everybody gets their medals and podium pictures and stuff like that. But Senor will be posting on Facebook, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll look out for that, and we'll get it up on KXEO.com just as soon as we can. Have you heard from anybody who has competed over there? Have you talked to any of the girls?
I mean, I've been texting them good luck and stuff, but, you know, they're focused right now. They're worried about who they're wrestling and some strategy stuff that they're going to have to go for, and I'm just wishing them the best of luck and trusting that they got this. And so I haven't really heard anything, but I'm sure whenever all the chaos is over, I'll hear all about it.
No doubt about it. You know, an interesting thing too, Maddie, is that you are trying to secure an interview with Missouri women's Tiger basketball star Haley Frank.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we may be looking forward to in the future. You talked to her this week, right?
Yeah, I texted her, and she responded pretty quickly. I was kind of surprised by that. I was like, oh my gosh, a verified Instagram athlete is answering on Instagram. I was like, oh my gosh,
I love it.
But yeah, so I really want to get a hold of her, or, well, you know, be able to talk to her in person. I actually have photo proof that I have talked to her in person, but so
we believe you. Yes. Annie, we believe you.
She is kinfolk, guys, I promise. I'm not making this up, but yes, I am working on getting an interview with her, talking about her senior season, and she is coming back from injury. She was out a couple games, I believe, concussion, I think?
Yeah, concussion protocol that she's in as well.
Yeah, but she came in a couple games ago, and she's back, and she's doing good. So.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that, and we'll stay in contact with you as you try and secure that interview with Haley Frank. We'll bring it to you on KXEO just as soon as that happens. There's a lot going on in the sporting world. As a matter of fact, Missouri Tigers men's basketball team going to be at Mizzou Arena tonight. It is wear your gold there, as it's a gold rush game. But
Mississippi State.
Yeah, and Mizzou's still looking for that first win in the SEC. They've lost 10 straight, and it is, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's the struggle bus.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's as good as that first year was under head coach Dennis Gates has been as bad as this second year has been. And he's going to have some issues. I mean, he may not win a game in the SEC.
Some of the diehards are already calling for his head.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're I hate to say this, but when you're Kim Anderson bad, you're going to get that kind of response. And they're going to have to do something just to – a little bit different, as you know, you can hear the game on KXEO, but I don't know where you go from here. I mean, he has to reload and reload in a hurry in the portal. He's really going to have to strike gold, because if you look at what's coming back, you know, Tamar Bates, and that's assuming Tamar doesn't get a better offer to go play somewhere else, because that's not unlikely.
Portal.
You know what happens when teams, you know, they go poaching, just like we're going to try and poach. So, you know, if you can keep Bates, you keep the freshmen, you got five good freshmen coming in. I don't know who else you keep. I mean, he's got, you know, some other players. You lose several. You lose Connor Vanover. You lose Noah Carter. You lose Sean East. And probably Caleb Grill, because they're talking about trying to get Grill back for the the very end of the year. If he doesn't play, there's a possibility he could come back. So I don't know. I don't have any answers for this ball club. It's just one of those teams that's just not quite good enough.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's alumni weekend today, or actually this weekend, and they're honoring the 1994 and the 2009 teams. They were the last teams to make the Elite Eight. And also, Mike Anderson is going to be there, a special appearance by him this weekend. So we're remembering the glory days and trying to forget about what's happening this season.
Yeah, quick side note. In college basketball, Indiana State hasn't been good since a young man from French Lick, Indiana was there.
Now Larry Bird.
Him too, yeah. Yes. Going to win the Missouri Valley, close to getting ranked in the top 25. Kind of a feel-good story in college basketball. Just a quick note out of the Missouri Valley. We could switch sides now and go to the women's side. Robin Pinchton probably out as a women's coach. They got embarrassed by South Carolina, almost doubled up, 85-47 the other night.
South Carolina is the number one ranked team in the country. Let's preface it that way. But
yeah, they are. They're good. I mean, but you can't go losing by almost 40 points. Especially with the kind of season you're having. Keep your eye on Grand Canyon University and UNLV. Obviously, Desiree Reed Francois came from UNLV. She hired a very good women's coach there. And there's a little bit of a reunion possibility if you look at Grand Canyon University. Molly Miller, who's a former Missouri player, doing very well coaching out there. So just a couple of coaches kind of keep an eye on as we get through. You know, we're still not through the end of this season, so we've still got a little bit of time because I don't think anything's going to happen on the coaching front until the end of the season, and you're talking mid-March.
Pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report in
Let's keep it at Mizzou for just a little bit. Mizzou softball opened up yesterday, and don't sleep on Larissa Anderson.
She's my queen.
Is she?
Oh,
I love Mizzou softball. I love everything Mizzou softball. So
okay, so we're gonna have a little talk here. Good deal. Maddie's gonna be all in on this. I think they're picked 11th in the conference, if I'm not mistaken. Started the season yesterday in good fashion. 2024 NFCA Division I Leadoff Classic going on, and they not only swept, they got a pair of wins, beat number 13-16 Utah, and also beat North Carolina State. So a good start for Mizzou softball. They are off and running. Mizzou football, man, there's some things to talk about here. Let's go SEC baseball first. Preseason coaches poll is out. Missouri, not unexpectedly, picked 14th out of 14 teams. Not much to say there other than I don't think they'll finish that bad. I really like the new coaching hire. I like some of the people he's been able to bring in. Is Mizzou going to challenge for the SEC title? No. But I think they're better than last in the SEC. How much better? Maybe 10th or 11th, but obviously kind of depends on injuries. And unfortunately, one of the guys he's not going to have is also a football player, as Sam Horn has hurt his arm. Nothing official from Mizzou, but it's word I'm hearing is it's not looking good for the potential backup quarterback. Probably not going to need surgery, probably. But probably also not going to play baseball at all. And, of course, that makes you think he's probably not going to play spring football. But, again, nothing yet from Mizzou.
And they, pure speculation
yes,
at this point.
Yes, it is. And the hits keep coming. Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator for Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, has been hired by the Seattle Seahawks. Number one candidate to replace him, Missouri's Kirby Moore. Yeah. And
well, when the you get good, it's hard to keep everybody in place.
It absolutely is, and it's already the national media is already on it this morning. Pretty likely, I think that Mizzou's going to lose both of last year's coordinators. Here's the bigger issue: if you're Eli Drinkwitz, you have to get another guy in here, and you have to get him immediately. I mean, spring ball starts in less than 2 weeks. And you're going to need at least a week, week and a half to acclimate with a guy before that. That's not great, Bob.
No.
former Missouri Tigers football coach Gary Pinkel.
Yep, on the NCAA selection committee.
Yep, college football playoff selection committee.
Mac Rhodes there as well, the former AD at Mizzou.
I was just getting ready to say that. Pretty sure that's a 3-year appointment, so kind of cool. Yes. For Gary Pinkel, and speaking of that, two MU players, probably first-rounders in the NFL draft, Enos Rakestraw, also D-Rob, probably going to be there. A couple of other notes in college football, Chip Kelly leaving UCLA. How often does this happen? A head coach, and he's going to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Yeah, tells you something's not right out in L.A., I think. Nick Saban has also got a new job.
Game day on ESPN, so that should be interesting analysis by little Nicky, as some people call him.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Yep. And Mizzou opponent Boston College lost head coach Jeff Haefeli. They are now talking about hiring Bill O'Brien to replace him. And O'Brien is a longtime football, longtime offensive expert, so to speak. He's been in the NFL for a number of years, been an NFL head coach, as a matter of fact. So that is an interesting hire for Boston College. That is expected to happen in the next few days. And I think I've got everything as far as Mizzou's concerned.
All right. Well, we'll move on to what everybody's talking about.
Chiefs!
The Chiefs.
Now she's on board.
I'm so ready for tomorrow.
I was going to say spring training because I'm already focusing on baseball. Well, but what? We'll talk about it.
Okay, good.
Okay. The Chiefs are underdogs in this game. I believe that.
Is that right?
I think nobody wants the Chiefs to win.
Down 1.5 points. Maddie wants them to win. I want them to win. It's going to be an interesting game tomorrow. Look like Chris Jones is practicing, but he is still on the injured list, so he's not 100%. But it is going to be, I think it'll be a close game. We talked about it last week. We're going to make score predictions, so we're going to go around the room. Maddie, I know you want the Chiefs to win, but put it out there on the radio, and we're going to check back with this next week. What is the final score of the Super Bowl tomorrow?
I don't even know.
We'll come up with something.
Can I go last? I need ideas. Michael, you go. I'm put on the spot. I need to think about this.
Well, I'll start off by saying the Chiefs are going to be without two of their starters. Joe Thuney, the offensive guard, is going to be out. And also their starting defensive end, and I don't even know how to say his last name. That doesn't help. And especially, the injury to Chris Jones is not particularly helpful. I think Chris Jones, he'll muscle through it. I mean, that's just kind of the player he is. Not to say that those other guys aren't. I mean, they've had injuries that are really debilitating.
I think there's an extra incentive for Chris Jones if they win.
Oh, yeah.
The Super Bowl.
I mean, he's
in
already the final,
made one for making the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he's in the final year of his contract with the Chiefs. Probably not going to re-sign him, and I know Chiefs fans are going to be like, what? But you kind of got to pick your poison. Snead is going to need a new contract. Snead is a much younger player. And, it's kind of going to, the next few years, you're going to see Chris Jones starting to fall off a little bit production-wise. So, and he's looking for probably a 5 or a 6-year contract. Let's get to it. Chris Berman said 23-20 Chiefs. Honestly, right now, I think if you look, of course, I thought this with the Ravens, too. If you looked man-to-man and said, okay, how do they match up? I think the 49ers have a slight edge. I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. 27-20 Chiefs.
Okay, I think the Chiefs win by a little bit more. 37-24 Kansas City, and that's my prediction. Maddie, over to you.
Well, I just got two text messages from my mom and my stepdad.
Wow!
And my mom just said, Chiefs 30-28, and Mike said, Chiefs 30-24.
Okay, what about you? What about you, Maddie?
Yeah. Hang on, let me check your phone. See. Oh, no, there's not a text message from Maddie there.
I'm going to agree with Mike, actually. Sorry, Mom. But yeah, 30-24. Just sounds like good numbers to me, so I'm not into this whole football number thing. I'm just guessing.
I'll be the guy to say it. You know, I'm going to be interested to see if Taylor Swift can make it to the Super Bowl. I think NORAD is actually going to be tracking her on the way over from Japan, on the way to Vegas.
So have you heard about this whole tracking Taylor's flight thing?
They do it for Santa Claus, and now they're going to do it for Taylor
so
Swift.
So there's some guy who's been doing it in Florida, and Taylor is now suing him.
Oh.
I don't know why. I don't understand why she thinks that she needs to sue him, but apparently she is suing a guy who has been tracking her planes and putting it out there on social media as to where her plane is. So
we better stop talking
about
it.
I
was not aware of this.
Yeah.
I'm a Swiftie. Yeah. Let me just tell you right here, Taylor. So please, no, yeah. Don't bring any lawsuits my way.
Well, I think Taylor's going to make it. I mean, but you never know. I mean, I'm not an air traffic controller. I don't have anything to do with that kind of stuff. No. So
one other thing, Maddie, you said that track and field is going to be starting soon.
Yeah.
You're going to be going out for that as well?
Yep, I will be throwing this spring. In track, I'll do shot put and discus, and I don't know if I'm gonna do javelin, but I might try. I might just try. I'm not that fast, so.
Baseball season around the corner too. Mm-hmm. All spring sports will be starting up towards the end of February.
I think so.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. Time for our athlete shout out of the week, and I'm gonna start off, and I'm gonna give it to Jaden Eldridge. He got his first dunk of the season last night, a left-handed dunk, and it was good to see Jaden do that. 19 points for the game and a dunk. Jaden Eldridge, my athlete of the week. Michael?
I've got to go with the entire women's wrestling program at Mexico, sending 10 players to districts, and obviously we've heard Maddie talking about six of them have moved on through, so I'm gonna say the entire team.
All right, Maddie, you're athlete of the week.
I'm going to pick Mackenzie Taylor. She was out for her ankle for a while, and she came back, and she's on varsity, and she's getting in the groove again, and I think that's really tough sometimes, so good job for
really
Mackenzie.
Is, and she's put a lot of great minutes for this Mexico Lady Bulldogs team, and then kind of changed a little bit of the dynamic. Cards? You want to play cards?
Absolutely.
Uno? Skip-o?
No. I could play any of those. Okay.
I like spades.
I like spades, okay. Too. I grew up playing all kinds of different cards. Cardinals. Actually, this week, the moving bands have been loading stuff up, getting ready for the trip to Jupiter. Hard to believe, but we're just less than 2 weeks away from the opening of baseball season. And big news for the Royals as they signed Bobby Witt this week to a huge contract.
The fourth largest in Major League Baseball history. It's the largest in Kansas City Royals franchise history, I believe.
9-year contract that actually, and I don't expect it to go this far, but could actually run 14 years. And I say that because after 9 years, if you're still producing at a high level, you're going to get a lot more money than what he's going to get. I mean, at 14 years, I think a max payout of $368 million. Trust me, in 9 years, contracts are going to be who knows how big. But it's crazy to think of. Congratulations to the Royals. I mean, that's the cornerstone of their program here for the next decade.
Just one other thing from the edit department. Last week, I told you the Blues were playing on Saturday last week. That was untrue. It was actually the All-Star weekend. They had an 11-day layoff. They will be playing today at noon at Buffalo against the Sabres. Right now they have a playoff spot, wild card spot, if the playoffs were to start today, but a very narrow lead on that.
Very narrow, and it's going to be interesting to see because, let's face it, they went to the All-Star break playing the Blue Jackets, which is a team they should have beat. They lost 1-0. I'm sure new head coach Drew Bannister. Couldn't have been happy. I mean, I'm sure there was some talks during the break about, hey, this is, you know, we need to come out strong. It'll be interesting to see how this game goes today.
All right. Well, that will wrap up another edition of the Buzzer Beater. I hope everybody is going to have a great
Super Bowl party. You feel all wrapped up?
Yes.
All right. Go Chiefs, and we'll break that down for you next week as the Chiefs play the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Hope all your teams win, and hope you all have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
Merry Christmas
to the Buzzer Beater.
I thought that's where he was at.
Happy Mardi Gras right here on AM 1340 KXEO.